And now this is a dictation for Sarah Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, June 4, 81, address as a letter to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, follow up for Sarah with neurogenic bladder. Last visit September. Partial hysterectomy done at Midland. Urinary tract infection treated with antibiotics. Was admitted twice to the hospital. Non-colonization with Pseudomonas and other bacteria. Presently, no fever. Nausea improved, no diarrhea, bleeding. Follows infectious diseases, Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A, folate catheter changing on a regular basis, edema, compressing stockings, other review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight occasional use of Dilaudid, biological treatment placed on hold because of infection. She remains, however, on leflunomide, L-E-F-L-U-N-O-M-I-D-E. Next paragraph, present weight 187, no respiratory distress, lungs clear, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal discomfort, stable edema. Next paragraph, review both hospital admissions. Takes midodrine for low blood pressure. On weight reduction medications, Wegovy. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. June 6, normal kidney function, low potassium, low bicarbonate with high chloride, normal sodium, normal calcium phosphorus, reactive low albumin, anemia 11.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. She has neurogenic bladder. Right-sided spastic paresia. Prior stroke. Indwelling folate catheter. Recurring urinary tract infection. Recent hysterectomy. There was acute kidney abnormalities that has resolved. Blood cultures were negative. But there was at least three bacteria, including Pseudomonas. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. low potassium increase potassium diet as well as potassium replacement. She denies diarrhea, mild metabolic acidosis, and high chloride praline from renal tubular acidosis. Numbers to be monitored over time. End of dictation.